welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
All right.
Yay.
Party!
Yay!
Woo!
Get your lederhosen out.
How do you know I don't already have them on?
I'm looking at you.
They're
are
not
they
in an obvious location.
Intimate lederhosen?
They are, aren't they all?
Oh, okay.
How are you supposed to wear lederhosen?
On top of other clothes.
Oh.
Yeah. Polka party.
Yeah.
We finally got to it.
Our first polka.
Our first polka, yeah.
Yeah, this is cool.
It also happens to be the shortest polka.
Okay.
It's off Polka Party.
Of course.
Which means it's like...
It's the title track.
Well, I guess that's a Dare to Stupid to Be Stupid also as the title track.
Yes.
All right. But it feels like most of his titles to albums don't make any sense with the actual album as much.
Well, in 3D.
Like...
Nature Trail of Hell in 3D.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, well, okay, fine, be that way.
Weird Al Yankovic. It was him singing.
No, I know, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's not really...
After that, I think...
Off the deep end.
Yeah, Polka Party was the last one that was made any real... Well, UHF. Dang it. UHF was the last one that actually made some kind of sense related to, you know, the songs. Yeah.
The soundtrack of UHF.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, we're off the rails here.
Yep.
Polka back to Polka
1986.
Party. It was a good year.
It was.
This year, Polka Party came out. I love that album.
Yes.
I got that in 1986. I used to listen to that all the time. What are we talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. 1986. Whenever I think 1986, honestly, Polka Party is one of the first things I think of.
Really?
I guarantee you,
you are the only person in the world who does that.
I kid you not. This was my favorite Weird Al album for years and years.
Interesting.
This was
my
jam. I loved Polka Party. Yes. Better than his first three? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. And I was like, man, that came out in 86. I mean, eventually, you know, it became not my favorite, but for years it was.
Was it your favorite polka?
Definitely. Still is, I think.
Really?
I think it may be.
Interesting.
I had to listen to them all back to back, you know, just spend a, you know, 40
now, his
minutes
contemporary
doing
ones for me are really good. Like,
they are really good,
fun.
But this one is just the most fun, I think. It's just has such a good spirit to it. I love this. The instrumentation in this one is a little bit different than most of them, for the most part. I just like the way he does this one. It just really always makes you just like, yeah, it's like a polka party.
Okay.
It's aptly named.
Okay.
I've always loved this one.
I definitely think it's got to be tough for him to do polkas on every album when he's putting an album out almost every year.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning when he was doing an album almost every year, it doesn't quite work because that you have to come up, you know what I mean? Like, but when he's taking like 3 years between albums,
yeah,
it's like, ooh, I have 300 songs to pick from.
Right.
Instead of like, here's 20 songs. You're pretty much going to do all of them.
Yeah, I guess. Like the most popular songs of the year. And I think this one, he really nailed them. Like these are like the songs you remember.
Well, several of these songs
85. Yeah.
Are interesting.
Uh-huh.
We'll go through them and stuff, but
sure.
But yeah, there is an alt. No, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
There's an alternate version. Ooh.
Not an alternative.
No.
That's
a different polka.
Oh, okay.
Starts off with a little Peter Gabriel.
Yes, it is.
Sledgehammer. Yep. 1986 was when Sledgehammer was released.
Okay.
I'm going through the dates, too, because so you get a sense. What do you think?
Oh, it's a great start.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right from the beginning, this one gets you. Yeah. Yeah, gonna be dun. I like the ding 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 sledgehammer on the anvil hits.
I also Sledgehammer for me personally was just a song
that
was like
song.
One of those that I remember.
Yeah.
Like there, well, we're gonna get into a couple of songs where I definitely had to be like, oh, it's that song. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Like re-listen to like the actual one and then go, okay, I know what he's talking about now.
Okay,
yeah. Phil Collins, Studio.
Studio.
1985.
85. Okay,
yeah.
That was one of my favorite Phil Collins songs. It was like. It's a good song. It was a very happy, peppy, upbeat song from him. He doesn't usually do things like that.
No. I don't think I knew what this song was when it came out.
This
is definitely a Phil Collins song that I went back to.
Oh, okay.
And like, because I knew a lot of other stuff by him, like all the Genesis stuff, totally. But like, this is
one of his first big horn songs.
Yeah.
I love the horn section on that song. It was such a cool one. I really, really like that. So
I feel like there was a pop culture reference to it before I actually knew it.
Okay.
And it might actually be the Weird Al's this song.
Probably, yeah.
There's definitely, as we go through some of the polkas, it's like, I knew that song only from Weird Al, and then I went back and listened to the real song, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, this is what he's pulling it from.
Yeah, I think this is the year that I was really, really big into music, where I first started really getting big into music, okay. Like 1985, okay. When I was, you know, that age, like I was watching MTV all the time, so these were all my top songs. When this polka came out, it nailed it for me. I'm like, mm-hmm. I love this one.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Party All the Time, mm-hmm. by that Eddie singer Murphy. Everybody knows. Eddie Murphy, yep. Yes. 1985 yep. also. It was produced by Rick James, the original. Yep.
I'm Rick James! How to do it.
And it's interesting because this was on number 2 on the Billboard charts for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Behind the next song,
oh, yeah?
Say You Say Me by Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny that they were both, you That's know, like, cool. it's... Of course they are, because he's pulling the best hits, but mm-hmm. it was kind of interesting to know that they distinctly were back-to-back yeah. for each other.
And I like the way they blended together in this song.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I mean, everybody knows it's a weird... The Party All the Time is a weird song.
Uh-huh.
It's Eddie Murphy, but it was a big hit.
He doesn't do bad. He's a pretty good singer. Yeah, he's a good impersonator.
Do we know anything else from that album?
No.
Okay.
I think that was the only hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think. I almost want to say he did something else. Anyways.
I don't know. It's a strange song. It's a strange song. It reminds me of like the contemporary songs of like when like the Housewives do a club song or something. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't it kind of like,
yeah, I guess not that I watched the Housewives, but I can see kind of what you're going for.
I feel like we've seen like, not like the Disney kids when they do stuff, like, okay. because they actually are sort of pop stars, but like there's been recent times when like, Snooki has a song or whatever.
Gotcha.
Or
I think it was a little bit better than that because he did a really good Stevie Wonder impersonation. Really good better. Michael Jackson. He was a good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say You Say Me.
That movie.
The movie White Nights.
Yes.
It stars Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines, yes.
Like the ketchup.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So. He was a tap dancing dude. I think he passed away recently, a couple years ago.
I feel like he did, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember that movie vaguely. I remember seeing commercials about it or something.
Well, the two of them, like, are he's trapped in Russia. Gregory Hines ends up being trapped in Russia, but what? Then, like...
The Green Arrow rescues him.
No. Baryshnikov wants to, like, leave, so they, like, pretend to dance together and then, like, sneak out at, like, a recital or something. It's just weird.
Yeah, they meet up with a couple spies, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
White Knights Like Us.
White Knights Like Us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Freeway of Love by Aretha Franklin. Which, based on that, that song did not pop into my head until I heard it.
Until they said Pink Cadillac.
No, that's something else.
Wait.
No,
that's right.
It's as big as a whale.
No.
It's about to set
sail.
They
don't say Pink Cadillac in that.
Okay.
Riding on the Freeway of Love.
That's
1985.
Also in 1985. What You Need by NXS.
Keep watching it.
I believe this was the song that I did research on that uh-huh. said that they had this album and then they were like, we don't have a hit, but we need to finalize the album tomorrow. Uh-huh. So they wrote that song in like a day.
Dang.
Yeah.
One of their biggest hits.
And it's one of their biggest hits.
They nailed it. It's very catchy.
Harlem Shuffle, which he turns into Harlem Polka, which is fun.
Yeah.
To me, that's... If I were to choose a lyric, that would be my favorite lyric.
Really?
Because it's the only one he wrote.
Oh, yeah. He changed a little bit.
That's
the one song on this that I never heard.
Yeah. Rolling Stones.
Never heard it.
It's actually a cover of a Bob and Earl song from 1963.
Bob Toe Jam.
Yes. Earl. Bob Toe Jam and Earl. Yeah.
They made a game about those guys later.
Yes.
Anyways.
So it's interesting because then it's followed up by another song that was actually a cover because he does Venus,
uh-huh.
Which is really, I'm sure he was going for Bananarama's version of Venus.
Probably because that was big in like 86.
But Bananarama did a cover of Shocking Blues song.
Shocking Blues.
Yeah, but that was in the 70s. But uh-huh. It was the song itself, I think, was originally released in 69 because it was written by Robbie Van Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen?
Yeah. It's got two E's and a U.
Okay.
All next to each other.
Robbie van Leuven.
Exactly.
It was a German polka, right?
Or something. Yeah, it's a German. We were trying to figure this out. He already did the polka version.
That's
of
crazy.
I don't know why we're
amazing.
Rewriting it.
Unreal. That's, it all comes around to polka.
1986's Nasty is next by Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, you're nasty.
Yeah. He even includes like a line, like, I really like that part.
I love that part.
Yeah, exactly. Which is because she likes to talk in her songs and stuff. So it's funny because a lot of people like didn't realize that was part of the song, kind of.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well,
I didn't either until I saw it later in the video. I don't know if it's on the radio version of it or just the video version, but I remember seeing the video like, I like this part. Like, oh, it's in the polka. What I like about that is how the transition from that song, I like that part, it goes right into the next one perfectly. Ooh, Rock Me Amadeus.
No, and Rock Me Amadeus is fun. Falco, 1985. For some reason, I really like that song. I don't know why.
I did,
but I was a kid, so it was easy.
You're talking a little fast right now. Have you had too much caffeine?
Yeah, probably.
You're like, I'm going to get through these songs.
Sorry. I don't know. Like, and maybe it was like the nerd in me. It was like, he's talking about somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something.
That was an interesting song. I don't know how that became a big hit. What a weird concept. I guess it was from the movie Amadeus, but was it?
It wasn't from the movie, but it was inspired by the movie, I believe.
I don't know. Yeah. But it was... I like that song as well. It was very unique and catchy, very
80s. Yeah. It was sort of the Lift Balloons.
Yeah, 99 Lift Balloons, which I always think is on this polka, but that's a different polka. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Shout, which came out in 1984 in the UK.
Tears for Fears.
Yes, but in America, it came out in 1985.
Interesting.
So it was still new at the time. And then Papa Don't Preach by Madonna came out in 1986.
Yeah, I always think this is one of like the first Madonna songs. I think it's like earlier in her career. Like, I don't know why I hear you say 86. Like, what?
Well, it kind of, I mean, the video, according to the Wikipedia entry, the video is sort of her second look.
Oh.
Like she went from sort of that like 80s, like brown hair, puffed brown hair kind of.
Yeah. To not this really like brown, like dirtier blonde, not platinum.
Oh, yeah,
blonde.
I guess it's dirtier blonde. But
yeah.
Yeah. To sort of like a blonde shortcut.
Yeah.
And she like that. Got a little muscly and stuff. Video. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was working out and stuff. So
getting pumped.
Yeah. Definitely a different thing.
Yeah. Well, it was a good song. Yeah. Good way to end it.
Yeah. There's an alternate ending though for the song. Sometimes he played, he would end it with Everybody Have Fun Tonight
by Wang Chung. Yeah. Well, I don't think the name of the song is Wang Chung.
I actually almost started writing Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
Yeah,
but that's not the name of the song. But you know the name. Like, that's a brilliant... Nobody would know the name Wang Chung if it wasn't part of the lyrics.
Right? Yeah. Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. What does that even mean? It's the name of the band. Oh, all right. Sure. Why not?
How does one, the band... You know what I mean? Like Everybody Rolling Stone Tonight? Everybody Beatles Tonight?
I guess
everybody Weezer tonight.
There you go. Everybody Weezer tonight. I guess, I don't know. It works. They verbed their name.
That's Wang Chung.
Yes, let's.
I feel like I remember somebody on like Cheers.
I was going to say the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
I remember that from Cheers as well.
Super awkward or something.
And I don't remember what reference it was, but I just remember it being in Cheers. I think Woody said something like, we're going to Wang Chung or something.
Yeah, or something weird. It's like... Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's so weird.
That's disturbing,
random.
Actually. I got a list of people who played instruments and sang on the album Polka Party. Nobody really seemed to like point out which songs they did. So I'm assuming most of the actual like brass performers probably played on this song.
Yeah.
So Will Anderson plays sax and trumpet and vocals and a whole bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. Gary Herbig plays sax and clarinets. Tommy Johnson played tuba and actually plays tuba in several of Weird Al's things. When you need a tuba guy, you go to Tommy Johnson.
There you go.
Warren Laning plays trumpet and Joel Perkins plays clarinet. Pat Reagan plays keyboards also.
Okay.
So he may or may not be on this song.
Yeah, one of those days has a bunch of like horns as well. So it could have been, I believe.
Yeah. Vocals are also provided by the Walter Sisters, but I don't think they're on this album, this thing.
I don't think so.
And Lisa Popiel also did some vocals on this album in addition to her singing the song from the first album.
Mr. Popiel.
Yeah. Her half-brother is Ron Popiel, and the Mr. Popiel song is about her dad, I believe.
Right. Wasn't the first album. It was on 3D, I believe, wasn't it? Oh, is it? Or Dare to Be Stupid.
Well, you have them right there.
Well, I want to do it by memory, not looking at the cheat sheets.
Oh, it's no fair.
I'm pretty sure that's in
3D. You're right.
Yep.
But I knew it was earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's it.
What do you think of the song? Like,
this is a really fun polka. I mean, yeah. I said that earlier, but might be my favorite of all his polkas. I want to listen to them all again in, maybe not in order, but together.
I don't know what order, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I guess, you know, order of release. But I always like this one. It's a little bit different. It's a lot more, I don't know, and they're all fun, but this one just seems like has a better energy than the other ones for me. I really like the instrumentation. I love how the songs blend. It's a really good polka. Like I said, maybe my favorite. So I think it's fantastic. It's really catchy. And
yeah.
Did you see the thing on Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Him and
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, I can never say his name correctly.
No.
Him singing, those two singing this song. I went to look for it, but it's not on the site anymore.
Oh, wow.
I think Weird Al shared it on his Facebook page, and I don't know why it got taken off of YouTube, but those two singing this, and they're like,
yeah.
Going together on, they're like both so excited. Like you know this song? I know this song. This is a great album.
I wonder if it's a rights thing because it goes through so many songs.
Maybe
it goes to each of those songs a little too long or something.
You might be right. That's probably why it was taken down.
It's like, oh, we're not going to pay 50 different people for this song. Right. So we're taking that down. Yeah.
Well,
but I remember seeing it. It was up for enough long enough that it was cool. And it was just shows that, I mean, we've already done an episode almost about Lin-Manuel on this podcast before. So,
but just shows the joy that this song brings. They had so much fun singing it to each other. Yeah. Like remembering how big this song was, or I mean, to them, how important it was. Like, it was such a fun song, and they were cracking up and singing it. And that's how I feel with this song. I think it's so much fun.
I enjoy some of the more contemporary polkas more than this song for the one for some reason. But I think that's also my slight different of age as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to me, I like the like alternative polkas and stuff like that for some reason. I don't know. For some reason, they just are more fun to me. Like, I enjoy him making fun of those bands a little bit more than singing these lyrics for some reason.
Yeah, there might be one polka that, now that I'm thinking about it, might be ahead of this one for me, but this is, we'll talk about that later, but I really, really like this one.
Now, this is from the album Polka Party, and you were just saying that, like, you think that's one of your favorite albums?
It was one of my favorite albums for the longest time.
I
really, and I don't even know what beat it. I remember eventually...
You mean eat it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I for the longest time, maybe up until, Running with Scissors? I don't know, maybe, or Poodle Head? This was my favorite. People ask me, what's my favorite Weird Al Yankovic album? I would say, Polka Party.
From a quote that I saw Weird Al say, like, maybe 10 years ago, he said that this was basically, he gave the order, I think it was on an Ask Al, he gave the order of the best-selling albums, and this was basically second to last. Other, you know, in front of UHF as the least selling, if you don't count box sets or like the weird food album and things like that, like compilation stuff. So it's technically not the worst album selling wise, potentially, but
I think it's nostalgic to me. This is like I said, when I was a kid for years, like this is my favorite album. But if I go back and listen to them all now, no, it doesn't hold up for me being my favorite album anymore. Mm-hmm. But nostalgic-wise, I love this album. It was like, this was my album as a kid. I loved Polka Party.
Well, and I think some of it was, I think this didn't really hit hard like some of his other albums. I mean, first of all, it says polka in the name,
which
doesn't seem
like
a good idea.
Not a good plan.
And maybe, like, was he trying to, because I know fans really enjoy his polkas, but at least for me, I don't think I would buy an album just for his polka.
Yeah.
Like, I always enjoy the polka, but I wouldn't buy an album for the polka, I don't think.
And I also think at the time, people who knew Weird Al probably knew him from his videos. Maybe a lot of them didn't buy his albums. Maybe they didn't know about why he did polkas. Maybe some people didn't, because they didn't release them.
So if that was the name he was trading off of, maybe, that would have been weird.
Yeah, probably if retrospect, if he had named it something different, it probably would have sold better.
I also think that the songs off of this album, the parodies off of this album aren't quite as strong
yeah.
as some of the other albums.
You're right. I agree.
You know, like Living with a Hernia and like stuff that. Like that. Well, yeah. It's okay, but it's not great. It really isn't
it's
great.
It's not.
And this is sort of, I feel like, I mean, obviously it didn't do well, so he didn't do that much after it. You know, it took a little bit more time, but I feel like this was after a period of like back-to-back-to-back-to-back albums.
He burnt out, and this kind of left him discouraged.
Yeah.
So it took him a while before he came up with the next one.
But I think he needs that. Like, I don't want a yearly album from Weird Al. And definitely not a polka every year.
Right.
Because, like, that's a very limited amount of space to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I have 3 years. I'll do the last 2 years' songs of the summers. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
And I think this one, it was so bad, he didn't even do a polka on the next album. We did Even Worse, had no polka.
Yeah.
And I think he's like, forget polkas. Polkas killed me. You know, he came back with a really strong album with no polka on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that had a lot to do with it.
Maybe. I think he's also said, though, that on Even Worse, he had a song that was already a polka.
Yeah, so lasagna.
So
not really a polka, but an accordion heavy.
Yeah, yeah. So he didn't want
to. He's like, I had an accordion song. I didn't feel I needed to do a polka.
Yeah, I think that was on an Ask Al, too. So
yeah,
it
I think
was like,
it was also, I think.
But I agree.
Because of polka part. I think he didn't want to admit that, but I think that the, I don't know, the lackluster reception with Polka Party probably was like, I'm not going to do polka. This one. Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah. Well, it's our first polka. I don't know what else we're going to do with polkas.
It?
No, we haven't rated it.
We haven't been doing
that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
What did you rate it?
Between 1 to 5 accordions. Why not that? I had a pen here somewhere. There it is. This, like I said, it's a great polka. Am I rating it against the other polkas or all the songs?
All the songs. You don't rate it against the other polkas.
I know. It's so. Polkas are never my favorite thing on the album, obviously.
Yeah, it is a hard thing to do.
Right?
Because he didn't write the lyrics. Yeah. And the music, for the most part, feels like any of the other polkas, so you really can't.
Very similar. He has like 3 or 4 he runs through.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough to rate a polka.
It is.
This is the really good one. I find it very fun. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give it like a... Just a 3.
Just a 3?
I enjoyed it. I enjoy the polkas.
It's top for polkas, but his polkas aren't my top.
I think 3 is going to be my average for polkas, except for like the 1 or 2 that I really like, and maybe that'll be a 4.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay. I might have to think about it and listen to him again, but I may have one that's a 4.
Okay.
But yeah.
You can give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Tell us what you think about this polka. Tell us what you think about the podcast. If you want to, if you're listening to the podcast, rate and review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and just give us a little review. That's a lot of fun.
That's great.
Or you can find us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
We're working on that.
Yep.
At Wendell Yankovic. We'll link it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. And we'll be back on Saturday.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Bye-bye. Shout, shout.